something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, Sound, Matter, and Faith.
Hallelujah. Joy. I'm full of joy. I give vent to his righteousness. I give vent to love, to joy, peace. When I come in, there's love. There's kindness. Amen. There's appreciation. Amen. When I come, you're going to hear, thank you. Yes, yes, yes. I tell people, never forget to say thank you. For the smallest things, say thank you. Let good things come through you. Yeah. Glory to Jesus. You're still here?
Yes, Pastor.
All right, let's take some more. Can you take some more?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay. Oh, glory to God. Things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So Luke's Gospel chapter 17. Take a look at verse 6. So Luke's Gospel, chapter 17, verse number 6. And the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, in that day, they knew, those whom Jesus was talking to, they knew the mustard seed to be the smallest seed. So he was appealing to their understanding. If he had faith as a grain of mustard seed, he might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. He says, the little faith, small faith, that you have can do big things. If you are thinking, I don't have faith, well, Romans chapter 10, verse 17 tells us how to get it. He says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So whenever you think you don't have enough faith, get to hearing the word. The word will produce faith and impart faith to your spirit. It will. It cannot fail. It's a principle of the kingdom of God. It'll bring you faith. If you feel like you're not, your faith is not there, oh, I don't know, I don't have enough faith to face this thing, it means you're not hearing the word of God. You're not listening to the word of God. You're not paying attention to the word of God. Because if you will pay attention to the word, it'll give you faith. It'll do it. You don't have to struggle for it. You don't have to try to get it. Just hear the word. Faith comes by hearing. Look at it. It's there. So then, faith cometh. You can't stop it. If you will hear the word, faith will come to you. You know, there's a guy who walked into the church years ago. He came in saying he didn't believe. He wasn't going to believe. But his friends tried to convince him to come nonetheless. And he came in and he was trying not to believe. But he was hearing. Well, later on when I had a chat with him, he said, somehow I believe what you say. He can escape it. Say, I believe what you say. Faith comes. Say, faith comes.
Faith comes.
Do it like this. Say, faith comes.
Faith comes.
So then, faith comes.
Faith comes.
Say it again. Faith comes.
Faith comes.
Faith comes to me.
When I hear the word,
faith comes to me. Now, you know, when faith comes, you got to take it. You got to receive it. It's not enough for it to come. You got to take it. So faith comes to me.
When I hear the word,
I receive faith
in my spirit.
Hallelujah. Our faith is always connected to our need. Hear what I just said. If there is no need for it, there will be no faith to it. So you may find yourself trying to make something happen that will not happen because there is no need to activate faith. Your life is not decided by the happenings. No, you are in charge. You will change whatever situation to fit the call and purpose of God for your life. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Okay, now let's look at another thing here. It's in Mark's Gospel, chapter 11. So looking at faith here. Words of the Master, Jesus Christ. It's in Mark's Gospel, chapter 11, from verse 22. You know, many Christians struggle and struggle and struggle for so many things. They're troubled about so many things. You know, because of their experiences. And suddenly, he's happy. And when he's happy, because everything is going all right. And soon as some things go the other way, oh dear, I don't know what to do. What's the matter? Oh well, I don't know what's happening in my life. See, it's happy when things are all right. Things are all right. Circumstances, things happening around him are all right. Then when they're not happening right, he goes, oh. Knocks out his joy now. Oh. Mm. Did you ever see that worry-looking face? Some people look older because of that. They're like this all the time. Always looking worried. They feel like if they don't look worried, you're not going to know what they're going through. So they want you to know what they're going through. You know what that's called? Witchcraft. It's called manipulation. Because, you know, if they don't see that you are worried, they're not going to care. So you want to get their attention. And if they don't say anything when you pass by, you're going to come back. Then you go, like they didn't hear you. That's witchcraft. Listen, don't give yourself over to the negative side of life. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's so important that you realize that life is what God introduced into you when he gave you his word. Why is the word of God so important? Why is it? The word of God how do you quantify or qualify something of this nature? Something that can you imagine? He says he has set eternity in their hearts. Your heart has the capacity to contain God. It's amazing. This is why, you know, people of the New Age and some other religions think about, they say that God is all and all is God, and that we are all inside God. Are you getting it? They say we are inseparable from this mass mind or mass soul of which we are all a part. And we might one day discover that it was all a game and we were all in there for the pleasure of this infinite intelligence, which means there's really no God. It's just a mind, and all our minds coming together as one mass mind. That's crazy. You see, the reason for so many explanations is Satan not wanting men to understand accountability. Because if there's no God, then there is no sin. Can you see it? If there's no God, then there's no offense. So that means I'm not accountable to anyone. So I should think that I happened in this world, if I happened at all. Maybe I didn't happen and I don't know it.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.